Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Sharon S. Johnson, otherwise known as His Song, bringing to you day 29 of Verses of Victory. You're listening to Magnificent Rose, sung by my dear niece Alana, and written by me, one of my favorites. I'm going to get on with it, get to day 29 of Verses of Victory. We have a choice of versions and scriptures for today. I read from Matthew 17:20 first, the NIV version. Truly, I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Or Mark 11:23-24. Truly, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go, throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. That was Mark 11:23-24, the NIV. Move mountain, mountain, get out of my way. Words from yet another gospel song. Let me tell you how to move a mountain. It says, this is a hard one for me, I must admit, but I like the Matthew 17 version because it talks about having faith as small as a mustard seed. So does that mean that if I doubt that I don't even have faith as big as a mustard seed, which is pretty small? Surely my faith is bigger than that. And if not, let's work on that first. Then let's tackle the mountain. Our mountains can sometimes be our problems, our issues, our weaknesses. But know that God gives the power to overcome, to escape, to transform. Don't be discouraged. The mountain may not move all at once. And then again, it may. But the point is that by yourself, you can't move anything. But with God, as it says in the Matthew 17 version, nothing will be impossible for you. Let's personalize, practice, and proclaim. What does this verse mean to you? Does the accompanying devotional remind you of any situation in your life? Practice. What steps can you take today to bring the victorious meaning of this verse into your life? And proclaim with me this prayer of victory over your situation. Dear Lord, thank you for providing a way for me to cross, go around, or go through the mountains in my life. Thank you that when I face the mountains, I always have you with me. I declare this day that I am ready to face the mountains in my life because I know that in the end, they will make me stronger. Amen. That's it for day 29. Thank you. Bye-bye now.